The legend you are about to hear is true. Only the needle should be changed to protect the record.
Dr. Demento had a demented childhood. Was a mischievous child, spending much of his time
poisoning pigeons in the park.
And often told his mother,
"Don't want no Captain Chris, don't want no Raisin Bran."
Even though she'd say it was
delicious.
And would insist,
"Eat them up, young."
He attended school regularly, thanks to his father's encouragement.
"You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school."
And an occasional
boot to the head.
At school, the young doctor won an award for his theory on the subject of,
"Does your chewing gum lose its flavor on the bedpost overnight?"
His findings,
"You can't achieve the laws of physics, laws of physics, laws of physics."
The teenage Dr. Demento had an identity crisis.
"Hey, man, what are you really into, huh?"
He decided,
"I want to get a job in a rock and roll band."
But then came down with an incurable case of dementia.
"I went into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death."
And a bad case of the hiccups. He saw the witch doctor, who told him, and gave him an exercise as a cure. Which, as you know, is a dangerous procedure.
"The last time I needed 20 stitches."
There is a safer treatment.
"Just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick."
But we knew he was hopelessly demented when he said,
"I would even let Aunt Bertha hug and kiss me."
Yes, he was beyond help.
"Oh, he must have needed a seltzer."
But then his record collection grew and grew and grew.
And so it piled up to the ceilings.
And playing records made his life exciting again.
"I was real excited. I almost wet my jeans."
And he got his act together.
"I got it all together now. With my very own disco clothes, hey."
And moved to the land of dementia.
"The funny farm where life is beautiful all the time."
He was happy there.
"I was mad cause me mother sent me up here."
And had walked into the studio.
Right outside the Frontier Deli.
And recorded his first radio show.
"All right, Fudgy, this'll be a take, see?"
And on that historic date,
it was April the 41st. Being a quadruple leap year,
the Dr. Demento Show was born.
It was on in a flag.
It was then he knew,
"Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far."
He rang bells and blew horns.
His horn went beep, beep, beep.
And the request lines rang off the hook.
Ring, ding, diddle, diddle, audio. Ring, da, diddle, io.
And well, the rest is history.
Come on, everybody out there, sing along, okay?
And if you're looking for the land of dementia, it's never far away.
It's just a jump to the left.
But what's this? Men in white coats?
"Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion."
"Oh, what's going on, Doc?"
"They're coming to take me away, haha."
Well, any parting words?
Don't forget to stay demented.